Radio. Because you can't talk over the music very well, so I'm going to hang in there until we get the music down. We've got about 24 seconds, and that gives me a chance. I already had my cup of, or most of my coffee, and then we'll get back, and Scott and I will talk about everything that means anything to this world after that. Scott, you got about 8 seconds, so we're going to be coming back, all right? Here we come. All right, we're back. Hey, Scott, are you there? Maybe.
I am here. I just can't talk when the music's going.
No, you cannot. That's why I left it down. All right. And I can't really, I could have shut it completely off, but then I shut you off. So.
Yeah, we're both coming up on the same pot, so when the music's playing, I can't talk.
Yeah, okay, I got you. Oh, we are both on the same pot then, not the pot on the right.
You are on a different pot, but I'm on the same one that the music comes
in. Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, all right. And the folks probably think you and I are talking about marijuana.
That's right, that's right. You know, what else, is there any other term in radio for what we're talking about, audience, is on the board, you know, you guys come up on one...
volume control. Volume control, yeah.
Volume control. You guys come up on one volume control. The mics in the studio all have their own volume control. And then there's one for the music. Well, broadcasting from home, I come up on the same one that the music comes up on. So when the music's playing, I can't talk at the same time because we're using the same thing.
Yep. No, I think they call them slides as well as pots. Now, pots came from the day when I first started in radio back in, 50 years ago, 55 years ago. And that we called them pots, and they were kind of round and, I guess, shaped like a pot. I don't know.
Well, and I do want to let the audience know that now we're back to the studio number. If you want to call in, 740-383-9944, which that's much better. I can hear you. Glenn can hear you. It's a lot of fun that way. And we are going to give away a dozen donuts today at 11:57. Now, Mary, your donuts are at the studio, and Ryan, your pie's at the studio. You can pick that up today between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. If you can't make it today, you can get it tonight, 4 to 6 p.m.
Yeah, and then we all those donuts, I assume the ones sitting back on the desk, are the ones for the winner today?
Boy, Glenn, nothing gets by you.
I know. I'm sharp as a tack.
You're sharp as a tack. You notice, did you see what I had to write on those donuts back on the desk?
No, I haven't looked at it yet. I just saw them back there.
I said, do not eat.
And I have been known to sample.
You know, Mary has some. I wrote notes to Ryan and Mary.
I saw those.
Special little love notes.
Yeah.
Okay, I do want to let everybody know, so far in the competition, Roger, Phyllis, Judy Smith, Lee, Eva Kalb, Trish, Brenda Tackett, and Judy Cressup.
Isn't there a question that's still open?
No, I think we have all the questions, so I thought we'd go with this one because we did my favorite donut. Now we're number one.
Better make it faster. I got a caller.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Want me to go to the phone?
Go to the phone.
All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Well, good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Fred.
I wanted to be first in this morning because I wanted to talk about the upcoming event at the Marion County Historical Society on March the 26th.
Okay.
We'll probably talk a little bit about it tomorrow, but I didn't want to spend a lot of time tomorrow because we got a lot of material that we're going to cover tomorrow. Our 16th annual night at Heritage Hall is coming up on March the 26th, and that's on a Saturday, and that is going to run from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m., 3 hours. This is the event that we do that kind of mirrors the movie Night at the Museum, where all the characters come alive.
Yeah, I love it.
So you will arrive at the museum around 5:45 or any time after that. That's when we'll start selling tickets. And you'll come into the museum, pay your admission fee, which is $5 for members and $8 for non-members. There will be no advance sales. Everything is strictly at the door. And we will give you a flashlight. The museum will be darkened, both the down floor and the upstairs floor. And you will have an opportunity to wander throughout the museum over the next 3 hours at your own pace. You can stay for an hour, you can stay for two, you can stay for the entire three, whatever suits you.
Cool.
And we'll have different people located throughout the museum from Marion's history and from some U.S. history.
They're not going to jump out at us, are they?
No, it's not like a haunted house.
Okay.
This is something, as I said, has been going on for 16 years. We did have to take the last 2 years off because of COVID, of course. But counting back, this is the 16th year that we've done this. And this year we have a kind of an interesting group of people, I think, and I'll just kind of run down through some of the ones that I know, and there may be more that I don't have listed. But Dr. Charles Sawyer, who, of course, was President Harding and Mrs. Harding's personal physician and also went to Washington with him when they were elected. Edward Huber, of course, founder of the Huber Corporations, also a very prominent businessman in Marion County, sat on a number of other boards of directors, a couple of banks, and so very prominent in the community. Fransom Folsom Cleveland. Now, that's that's an interesting character. Somebody new that we have coming this year. This is the very young bride of Grover Cleveland.
Oh.
Actually, the first president to marry in the White House.
Hmm.
Eleanor Roosevelt will be there.
Oh, good.
Wife of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Jacob Hauser, of course, from the Hauser farm out east of town that was owned the big Percheron that we have in the museum. Marilyn Meskey, Miss America, back in the 30s, and also Miss Ohio two times. We've got some wood carvers that will be demonstrating wood carving in the auditorium. We've got a candle maker that will show you how candles were made. We have a gentleman that will have a display of a number of different furs that have been trapped over the years and animals that would have been prevalent in Marion County at one time or the other. Mary Ellen Withrow, 40th Treasurer of the United States, will be with us that evening. You'll be able to talk to Mary Ellen about her career and some of the exciting people that she's met over the years and the places that she's been. Mrs. Kreider from the Kreider Popcorn Company will be in the Popcorn Museum to talk about the corporation, the Kreider Corporation, and the machines that are in our Popcorn Museum on display.
Hmm.
We have another lady that will be playing the zither, which is kind of like an auto harp, an old type of an instrument, a stringed instrument that was used back in the 1700s, 1800s.
Kind of a haunting sound.
Several Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
President and Mrs. James Madison. Johnny Appleseed, who tramped this area quite a bit back in the early part of Ohio's history. There'll be a vintage seamstress that will be talking about making dresses and that type of thing. She'll be located in the parlor. And a gentleman that will be operating the general store. And there may be a few others that I've forgotten. But again, that is Saturday, the 26th of March, from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. Tickets at the door. Doors will open at 5:45. And again, it's $5 for members and $8 for non-members. And I will tell you both that we did this for a number of years. Gail Martin actually started this event, and we did this for a number of years. And we had so many people come from Columbus and surrounding areas, not just people from Marion, but all over, and still do. But word got back to the Ohio History Connection about what we were doing, and about 4 or 5 years ago, they started to duplicate the same event. So we know it was good because we've been copycatted by several other museums in the
excellent,
state.
Excellent, excellent. Sounds like a fun night.
Should be, and I invite everyone to come. It's supposed to be, I think, decent weather on Saturday. I'm not sure who's playing in the Final Four that night, but for those basketball fanatics, but take a couple hours out of your time, support the museum. It's, of course, a very worthy cause. We are trying to preserve and promote the history of Marion County, and I think you'll enjoy the event. It's good for kids, very good educational tool for kids, and the characters are more than willing to talk to you about themselves and what they did in their lives, and especially with the demonstrations. The woodcarvers group meets at our museum, use our auditorium on every Monday to do their carving, so they have displays of what they're doing, and they're a very interesting group. So
when do the doors open again?
Door will open at 5:45 for ticket sales, and the event starts at 6.
Okay.
And again, you don't have to come right at 6 if you want to wait and come at 7 o'clock. Most people spend between an hour and a half and an hour and 45 minutes in the museum, some more, some less. But that's why we're doing it for 3 hours. It gives people an opportunity to come when they want to and stay as long as they want. And again, I encourage you to bring your children. They always interact and react well with the characters in the museum, and it's a great educational tool to get kids interested in the history of not only Marion County, but also in the U.S. history as well, and an opportunity for those people who have never met Mary Ellen Withrow to have a few minutes to chat with her.
Can we bring our own flashlight?
You can bring your own flashlight if you like, but if you don't have one, we've got plenty.
Okay, all right. You got anything, Scott? Are you awake, Scott?
He probably took a little break since he knew Wendy was on the phone.
I think he went
so
to the potty.
That's that. I appreciate the time that WWGH gives us to talk about the Marion County Historical Society. Of course, as you and I have talked about before, Glenn, we are a nonprofit, a 501c3. We do not receive any regular monies from any political group, and you know, we do occasionally get some money from the Marion County Commissioners, but we get no federal money or anything like that unless we apply for grants. So most of our money is derived from memberships and from the events that we hold throughout the year. So we're always looking for new members, and we're always looking for people to participate in the events that we have throughout the year. So
sounds like a good night at the museum.
Yes, exactly. It's a lot of fun.
Cool.
And I will see you on the telephone tomorrow around 10:30 or so.
Excellent, excellent. Thanks, Fred.
Thanks again. Have a good day.
Take care. Bye-bye. Are you back, Scott? No, I think he took a break. He told me he might have to take a break when a workman's coming to his house or something like that. So I'll cover for that short period of time while he's gone. And you're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1 on the FM dial. And we're talking, I guess this show is called On the Air, and you ought to know that when you call in, you're on the air. And we encourage people to call us at 740-383-9944. And even with Scott out, whatever he's doing, we can take your phone calls. You don't have to... He doesn't have to be in the studio for you to call in, and he can hear what you have to say. All right. Hey, it just went over 50 degrees. We're up to 52 degrees right now in Marion. Wasn't it wonderful yesterday to get out and it's up to 54 degrees in Marion. It's climbing like like we're going up the ladder. And it's going to be another nice day. I heard Adam say it's supposed to be a beautiful day today in the neighborhood. And if we're already at 54 degrees, we're probably going to get to the 69-70 degree mark today, and that's what the thing calls for. And we're on till about 11 o'clock today, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back. I got to take one moment here. Hang on. All right, we're back. Scott, are you? I'm told you're supposed to wake up. That gentleman just came in to pick up Mary's donuts or whatever they were, and he said, make sure that I tell Scott to wake up. So, Scott, wake up. I think he's probably with the workman that's at his house right now. Anyway, let's see. I've got to vamp now. Since Scott is gone, I have to think of things to vamp about. That would be a neat thing on that Saturday, the 26th.
I'm still here, Glenn.
Oh, you're still there. Okay.
Just give me about 5 minutes, and I'll be right back.
All right. Very good. Yeah, that would be fun at that night at the museum. I would like to go to it. However, this year we will probably be doing something to get ready for my trip to California, because we leave 2 days after the night in the museum, and my wife and I are going to head out. So you won't be hearing me for about 3 or 4 weeks there, the last week in March and the first 2 or 3 weeks in April, because we'll be heading over to Ojai. And it's kind of neat. Well, yesterday...
Hey, I'm back.
Oh, hey, you're back.
Yes. I'm back quicker than you thought.
Yeah. Yesterday, I found my daughter-in-law on YouTube. Because...
Oh, did you? What was she doing?
Well, I was looking for YouTube stuff on Ojai, California. And there are dozens of them, because Ojai is quite a high-end tourist trap for people from Los Angeles. But we clicked it on this one about wine. And there she is. She's talking about wine. What a lovely lady she is, too. I love my daughter-in-laws.
Very nice.
I have two of them, yeah. Mary's gopher came and picked up her stuff.
So. Oh, was it Jeff?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think
so
that's
Mary's
it.
Got her donuts.
Yep.
All right. So, and Ryan, whenever you want to come get it, you got till 1 this afternoon or 4 to 6 tonight.
And if all of a sudden it goes blank here, that's because I have to shut off the sound so I can hand somebody the donuts.
But I understand. Okay.
All right.
Now, let's get some people entered into this competition.
Yeah, let's
do
it.
What is Glenn's favorite donut? I did mine this morning. So what is Glenn's favorite donut? Call the studio, 740-383-9944, and... we'll get somebody entered.
You know what? Yesterday, I was looking at donuts. Now, I'm not a big donut fan, but I do have a favorite donut. And I found out what the name of it was. I never knew the name of it. But I'm going to have to put it on my phone so I remember in case somebody calls in and gives the name and I've forgotten the name. But I'm not going to tell it on the air because you want to have a question answered, right?
What is
my favorite donut? Okay. I think it's this name, but I wrote it down, so hopefully I can remember it. All right, what is your favorite? What did you say your favorite donut was?
Mine is lemon filled, followed very closely behind by glazed.
Yeah, lemon filled sounds really good to me, but not my favorite. My favorite is a very light donut. I'm giving you a hint there.
And I love the glazed donuts. Oh, by the way,
yeah,
I do want
too.
To give a kudo again.
Okay.
A tip of my Cubs cap. The Women's Club had a big event over the weekend, and of the money raised from that event, they are going to donate $5,500
wow.
to the Red Cross Humanitarian Relief Fund for women and children fleeing the Ukraine.
Oh, fantastic. What a great thing that'll be. And they can use every dime and nickel they can get.
Yeah. So the Women's Club Board of Directors gets a tip of my Cubs cap.
Okay, get a tip of my Cubs cap too. Now, do you think the Cubs, speaking of the Cubs, are they going to get Anthony Rizzo back? It looks...
You know, I don't think they need him as much as they think they do.
Well, they're talking about it. And also, what's his name? Played left field. Heavyset kid from Indiana. I forgot.
I thought we were talking about you there for a second.
Heavyset kid covers it. And, yeah, I'm from Indiana. So, yeah, it does.
If they would have said a little alcohol on his breath, that would have been you, ringer.
No, come on now, Scott. We've got to get past that.
I know. We'll get you checked into a clinic somewhere one day.
Hey, I'm looking at an RV, and now all I have to do is convince my wife we should get it.
How many does it sleep?
Two.
Oh, that's good. Does it have a bathroom?
It's a shower. It's basically a small van that's been fitted out for camping. So it sounds like a good idea. I don't know.
Nobody wants to guess your favorite donut for a chance to win.
Nobody wants to talk to me. That's the problem.
Well, 740-383-9944. I have the same problem.
Oh, I did forget to tell him the phone number. Thank you for 740-383-9944.
I did make some notes here today because here's a funny thing.
Okay.
Because as you know, and I really am feeling fine. It's a lot of people think maybe that's, I don't know, bravado.
The doctors really told you to stay away from us contagious people, right?
Yeah, I should know if I still have to do that next Wednesday. So okay. I'm fine. I really am fine.
Hey, we got a caller. Let's go to the phone, okay?
Go ahead.
Hi, you're on the air.
A bear claw.
A what?
Bear claw.
Oh, a bear claw. Those are great, aren't they? But like Scott would say, that's a great answer, but it's not right. Thanks for your call. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Did I do that okay, Scott?
Hey, good, perfect. Good answer.
Good answer.
But, no, I really do feel fine, but I got to stay away from people. But I can get in a car, and I can ride with people and do that sort of thing, you know, as long as it's just one other person. So
Seen you with one other person, so...
Yes, and that's about as exciting as it gets right now. So, in any event, I went to the grocery store with them. They went in to pick up a few things for themselves and some stuff for me. So I have to sit in the car, which I'm not used to.
While you're sitting in the car, let's go to the phone again, all right?
Go ahead.
Hang on. Hi, you're on the air.
Is Jellyfield your favorite?
Ooh, no, but I do love... you're all mentioning ones I really do love, but that's not the name of the one that I really want. Okay?
Oh,
good answer.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was another good answer. Boy, I love Jellyfield donuts, too. Okay, go ahead.
You're getting the patter down.
You're sitting in the car.
I'm sitting in the car, and you know, a store trip takes a while.
Yeah.
So I'm in the car for probably 30, 45 minutes, and I turn this station on.
Sure.
And the show that was on was you and Dr. Feynman from last week. And so I listened to pretty much the whole thing. Now, I have some notes on this.
Okay, all right.
Because there are just a few things. Now, Dr. Feynman seemed to take issue because I called it the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Now, that's just my speech pattern. I say the Facebook.
Well, there's been a big thing about that a lot of people called it the Ukraine, and it isn't the Ukraine, it's Ukraine. It's
right, but I'm not doing that to be, you know, I can be as dumb as anybody else, I guess.
Hang on, we got another call. Hold on. Hi, you're on the air.
Is your favorite donut called Kruger's?
You got it! What's your name?
Judy Smith.
Oh, Judy Smith. All right. We'll pass that along to Scott. And I didn't think anybody would know what a Kruller was, but I just found that name out.
I used to work at Devin's Donut years ago.
Okay. Well, thanks for your call. Great answer.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. You got the name, right, Scott?
I got Judy Smith in. Okay.
All right.
Now the next question we will ask is your favorite donut shop.
Oh. Okay. I got
it. So the 740-383-9944. Favorite place Glenn likes to buy donuts. So that whole the Ukraine thing, it's like when I say the Facebook or whatever. But that's all that is. That's not a big issue.
Okay.
But what was interesting to me was, because I said last week on the air, when it came to attacking Russia, I said the only time the United States has ever attacked somebody who didn't attack us was Iraq. The second Iraq war.
Okay.
And Dr. Feynman said, well, Korea didn't attack us. Vietnam didn't attack us. Now, that's true, but we were aiding them. We were not trying to take over Korea. We were not trying to take over Vietnam.
Okay.
We were aiding South Korea and South Vietnam.
Okay.
And so we were just called in as help. Iraq was different. They didn't attack us. And we just decided to go in and
take over
their land.
Yeah, what is that called when you go in and take over somebody's land? Empire Extension or something like that. Anyway, that's never a good thing.
And those were internal feuds in a country.
Yeah.
North and South Korea, North and South Vietnam. To go attack Russia would not – now people would say, well, you're aiding the Ukraine or Ukraine. Yeah, that's true, but we would be attacking Russia, not Ukraine.
Well, I think that's the – you know, there are people that say, no, you're not really attacking Russia. No, you're not going to the homeland, but you are attacking the people of the soldiers of Russia, I assume.
Right, and they have not attacked us. The only time we attacked a country, not in aid, not just offering foreign aid, was the Iraq War.
Okay, we did a pretty good job with our carpet bombing in North Vietnam, though.
well, we did, but we were aiding the South.
Yeah, I bet they thought it was aiding. Okay, I'll go along with you. I understand where you're coming from.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, we've been involved in several wars, but it's usually predicated on the idea of somebody attacking us.
Yeah, okay. Back World War I and World War II, we were dragged into, though.
Right. Well, that's pretty much why, we were attacked. And obviously the Civil War, that was just a mess altogether. That wasn't with a foreign country.
It sure was.
And so that, you know, that's one of the things people have to look at when it comes to Russia. And the other thing, I was shocked, as you were, that Dr. Feynman is for war.
Yeah, I was a little surprised. This morning when I got up, I was thinking how much I hated war. And back in 68 and 69, when I participated in some demonstrations against the war in Vietnam, there was some terrific music. So I pulled up my music of the 60s and 70s, and I'll tell you what, there are songs back then that are very apropos to today's problems. But it's more apropos to the Russian soldiers than it is the American soldiers are not involved in it. But
well,
anyway.
and let me also just point out with Korea and Vietnam,
mm-hmm.
we were not trying to take over North Korea.
No.
We were not trying to take over North Vietnam.
No.
We were just trying to keep them out of South Vietnam and South Korea.
Well, and also the domino theory. We got into
right.
all that. Yeah.
Right. But Iraq, we went in and overthrew their government.
Yeah, okay. All right.
That's
difference. That's not good.
They never attacked us.
I will bring that up to Dr. Feynman. Well, he might be listening right now. Dr. Feynman listens to the show quite often. So.
Well, that's all. That's just a tiny point. That's one of the reasons against attacking Russia at this point is they have not attacked us. So.
We really wouldn't be attacking Russia, though, with a no-fly zone. We'd be attacking Russia's pilots, not Russia.
Well, no, I don't think the no-fly zone would be a predication of war, but I think it would start a war, and I think that's why they're not doing it.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but
it's a mess.
You know the problem? I don't have any kids in the service. I'm not of service age, and it's easy for us to say, let's go. Well, we're not going.
If you lived in Ukraine, you would be of service age.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm American boys and girls. You and I are past that, and it's very hard to say, let's go over to Russia where they have nuclear weapons and put the boys and girls on the ground.
Yeah.
I just, you know, that's, first of all, is Putin gonna let off a nuclear weapon in Ukraine if we put troops on the ground? He's nuts.
He is nuts.
Do you want that on your watch as the president of the United States, that you marched, I don't know how many they would march in, but quite a few American troops, and then Putin plops a nuclear weapon over there and wipes them out? Now, we would obviously go after him, but do you want to do that?
Yeah, I don't know. It's such a difficult question to answer, because no one wants a nuclear war except for maybe Putin. I don't know, maybe he thinks he can win it, but The other problem is a lot of these nukes that both sides have are so old they might not even work. I don't know.
My fear, I don't know if Putin could get a nuclear weapon to the United States, but I'm pretty sure he could get one to Ukraine.
Yeah, I'm almost positive he could land one right in the heartland of the United States.
And if we have American troops in Ukraine, and not to mention the Ukrainian people, is that going to be okay when he wipes them all out?
Yeah, no, I think that's in Biden's measurement of the situation. And Zelensky just spoke just this morning. Not he was speaking as I came in, and he's asking for more and more help. And I think that's only natural for any leader who's being crushed by a absolute evil person to ask for help. But I'm sure he must understand under it all that if we get involved, it could be World War III, and no one wants that.
Well, it's a horrible, horrible situation. Yep. I'm looking at those Ukrainian pictures. It's awful. And I don't want them to be killed. I don't like what's going on.
No.
But and we are going to have to draw a line somewhere, but I don't know if it's going to be with Ukraine. Now, is he going to go beyond that? Well, then I think we have to reassess it. And you know what? Ukraine has not surrendered yet.
And they're doing pretty well.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe this is one of those situations that we should just better keep our nose out of.
Well, I think we have drawn a line. Mr. Biden has said, do not step one inch into NATO country. And every place west of Ukraine is NATO. So.
And I think that is the line. Yeah. And, let that be the line.
You caught me in the middle of a swallow of my coffee. Don't do that.
I just also think that NATO... we're not going to be alone.
Oh, no. We aren't alone. And I noticed that Biden has kind of forewarned, I can't remember his name, the leader of China. Well, anyway, he's forewarned China not to get terribly supportive of Russia, or sanctions will happen. And the sanctions seem to be working pretty well on Russia. Now, Putin doesn't care. He's got enough money, and he's got a nice house, and he's warm. He doesn't give a darn. But the rest of his people are going to get really upset if they start having to feed their children off the throwouts in the middle of the street and stuff like that.
But, just to clarify, I believe, and unless somebody can tell me differently, Iraq was the only war in which the United States was not attacked, where we came in and overthrew a government, and that was our purpose.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever tried to overthrow a government before. I don't remember any.
We overthrew Hitler, and we overthrew Germany in World War I,
but
we were attacked.
Yeah, well, and so were a lot of other countries. Again, that's why NATO came about, is to protect all of us against people like Putin and Hitler and the Emperor of China, Japan. Anyway, you know who I mean.
Well, your favorite donut shop. Let's get back to the cherry.
Yeah, I've got it right in the front of my head, and I used to buy donuts there quite often, especially when I was buying donuts for the credit union, which we did quite often. So if that gives anybody a little hint, good.
Give them the number.
Huh? Oh, the phone, our
phone
number. You threw me off here.
Because I just had somebody call here, and I think they're still dialing the old number.
Okay, dial the new number, 740-383-9944. Now that's 740-383-9944. Okay? Don't call Scott's house again. It'll wake him up again, and then I'll have to answer his stupid questions.
Favorite donut shop. Glenn's favorite donut shop.
Yep.
We'll get you into the competition, and we're going to draw in about an hour and 10 minutes.
Excellent. Excellent, excellent. I'm looking forward to it. And how many are you going to... Just one winner, right?
Today. One winner gets a dozen donuts.
Oh, okay. How about if we get two winners with six donuts?
Are you going to open up that
box? No, I'm not going to open that up. No, leave it alone. One winner,
leave
a dozen
it alone,
donuts.
As they say.
Yeah. Well, have you stepped outside your house yet?
Yes, I was outside this morning.
Oh, it's really
very
nice.
Day.
Yes, very nice. And I heard that Adam said it's going to be really nice all day long with sunny and warm, and it's going to get up to, I think, 70 degrees today. At least that's what my phone said.
Well, 53 and sunny right now.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Excellent. All right.
Not too bad.
Yeah, and it's supposed to get up to 69 or 70 degrees, so that'd be good. I like it. It's going to make me want to stay here instead of going out to California, except for I want to see my son.
You know what? I have another good trivia question involving donuts.
Okay.
Who was Dunkin' Donuts? I guess it's not a mascot, but who was their pitch man for so many years?
Huh.
He was in all their commercials.
Huh.
Does anybody know who that guy was? He was in their commercials for years and years and years.
You know, I don't think I've ever seen a Dunkin' Donuts commercial.
Oh, their donut commercials used to be very popular.
Oh, okay. More popular than their donuts? You know...
maybe at that time.
I think people... I think they put some sort of chemical in those donuts to make you have to have one every day.
they might. He was
sugar.
He was like Mr. Whipple of Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, I do remember him. Yes, I do. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So what's his name? What was that guy's name? He was their pitch man. I just looked it up here from 1981 to 1997.
Did you ever interview him?
No, I never did.
Oh, you should have.
I should have. This guy, God rest his soul, he's went on to his reward.
Uh-huh.
But
donuts
he was
in the sky.
For 16 years.
Huh. I'll be darned. That reminds me of a song, Donuts in the Sky. Sounds like it should be sung by the Sons of the Pioneers. Do you know who the Sons of the Pioneers are?
No, that's beyond me.
Okay, the Sons of the Pioneers were the backup group to... was it Roy Rogers? I think it was Roy Rogers. It was either Roy Rogers or Gene Autry. I'm not sure which one. Hey, if you want to answer any of these questions or call me on the carpet or call Scott on the carpet, 740-383-9944. You know, people are just listening to us talk. They're not interested in answering these questions.
You know, that is interesting.
Go ahead.
I've heard a lot of people say they enjoy this show for the conversation.
Yeah, and you know, I never even thought about it, but you said to me one time, you know, when you and I start having the show, the calls diminish because they're listening to us. That's kind of fun. That's kind of an attaboy for us, I guess. But we'd like you to call in and answer these questions.
Well, it is interesting because as you were driving in this morning, you could see I think we had about 35 calls in the last hour, but it was just because it was question, answer, question, answer.
Right.
Once the conversation starts, it's different.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just go dead air until we get another caller.
You know what? I'm getting a call here. I'm going to mute myself for a minute.
Okay. Very good. Answer your call. Yeah, if you're interested in answering the question of what my favorite donut shop is in Marion, Ohio, call 740-383-9944, and we'll try to find out what my favorite donut shop is. And I've been there several times, and I do love the donuts there. And, you know, I used to do all the... I guess you'd call it catering for our board meetings and our annual meeting and anything we did that had food involved with it. I did the catering for it at the credit union, and I kind of miss that. Yeah,
I just got a call. That call was from one of our listeners.
Oh, good.
Listeners. Ralph, he says the line there is ringing busy. for the last 10 minutes.
I wonder why that is. Okay.
Do you have the, is the light on? Do you have the light on?
That's the problem. I still had it opened.
Hang the phone up.
All right. I just hung it up. You can call us now.
We've been getting calls by the truckload, I imagine.
It wasn't the sterling conversation. It was the stupid guy at the board here. Oh,
okay,
yep, right away. Phone call. Let's go get it. Hi, you're on the air.
I have a question.
Sure.
Are you guys still doing that thing where you can only win once every 30 days?
Hey, Scott, can you answer that?
For this contest, no.
Okay. Is it Tim Hortons?
Ooh, you know what? That was the very first place I thought of when Scott asked me the question, and then I shifted it in my mind. So Tim Hortons is my second favorite place in town, but thank you. Great answer. All right, bye-bye. Yeah, I guess it does help to push off that little red button, right?
I wonder, you know, I thought, as great as our conversation is, something ain't right.
It wasn't that good. Here, we'll go back to the phones now, once I cleared it up here. Hi, you're on the air.
Andrews?
You got it. Andrews Baker. I love his donuts.
Yeah, I wonder.
Me too.
Now, what's your name?
Brenda Tackett.
Brenda? Okay, I think you're already in once. Maybe you're in twice or three times. Did you get it? Okay. I think Scott got your name. Thanks a lot, Brenda. That is my favorite. Andrews, bye-bye.
Bye.
What do you think? And I remembered to turn off the red light.
Perfect. Now, we've got who was the Dunkin' Donuts spokesperson from 1981 to 1997, the most famous spokesperson in their history.
Okay, the phone just rang again. Hi, you're on the air.
Fred the Baker.
Hang on.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. What's your name?
Trish.
Okay, Trish. Thanks for calling in. You got that's an atta girl. And we'll put your name down again. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Trish.
Now, here's another one for you. I think we're out now of questions. What was Fred the Baker's famous line he said in every commercial?
Okay. We'll wait and see if some... Now that I pushed the red button off, maybe it will get some answers.
I know people love free donuts. I know that...
yeah.
And by the way, I went into my pocket for these donuts.
No, you did not.
Oh, I certainly did. So this is on me, not the station.
You must be sick.
I know. My goodness. Cloudy judgment.
Yeah, our number here, and I have pushed the little red button off, our number here is 740-383-9944, and I'm so sorry that I had it ringing busy, but thank you for calling and telling Scott that we were busy.
You know, it says something about our listenership, because I had two calls here telling me that it wasn't working. Adam got a phone call saying the phone wasn't working, so, you know... Think of the people who called in who didn't try to call somebody.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. That's my idiocy popping up. That's what happens when you hit 75. Oh, we got another phone call. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
It's time to make the donuts.
Yes, it is time to make the donuts.
All right. Who is this?
Brenda Tackett.
Hi, Brenda again. All right, Brenda gets put in the hopper again, Scott.
All right, we got it.
All right, thanks, Brenda. All right. What was that again? What did she say
time
was...
Time to make the donuts.
Time to make the donuts. That's
now,
not...
one more question about this Fred the Baker Dunkin'
Donuts.
We
only got 4 minutes. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Give me the actor who played Fred the Baker.
Oh, that's a Googleable answer. I'm sure, right? What was his name on... Fred the Baker, that was his name.
Yeah, he was Fred the Baker, but what was the actor's name? It actually, this guy, I mean, he's not Brad Pitt, but he did do a lot of roles. I mean, he was not just Fred the Baker.
I'm going to have to look him up on my phone when we go to break, because I don't remember what he looked like.
Oh, there's a ton of those commercials on YouTube.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
YouTube's a great place.
It.
I'm going to go back to the phone. We got a caller.
All right.
Hi, you're on the air.
Michael Vail.
Michael Vail's, is that right, Scott?
That's right.
It's Trish, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Bye bye. All right.
Michael Vail.
All right. Michael Vail's. I'm gonna have to look him up. All right.
Passed away in 2005 at the age of 83.
Oh, so he's long in tooth.
Yeah, he made it a long time. But he was also a longtime spokesman for Kraft Foods, cottage cheese and sour cream.
Huh.
And he guest starred on series including Car 54, Where Are You?, The Cosby Show, Marathon Man. He was in Marathon Man. He was in A Hatful of Rain.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was also in Marathon Man, which is a very well-known movie with Sir Laurence Olivier.
Yeah, that is a well-known movie that I've never seen. Have you?
No, but this Michael Vail, old Fred the Baker, was in The Cosby Show, Car 54, Where Are You?, as a guest star, and the movie is Marathon Man and A Hatful of Rain.
Did you like Car 54? Well, you're too young to have seen Car 54, Where Are You?
No, I've seen Car 54 because it had two of my favorite actors who I have interviewed in it.
Who are they?
Al Lewis and Charlotte Ray.
Oh, okay. I hated that show. Even when I was young, I didn't like that show.
Well, I'll tell you why I liked it. Well, okay. How much time do we have?
You
here?
Got 1 minute.
1 minute. Well, the reason I liked it was series of that era, the 50s and 60s. They were all the series like The Monkees and I Dream of Jeannie and Bewitched. They were all kind of Munsters, Batman, all that. They were all kind of strange. They weren't real.
No.
But Car 54 actually had very good writing. It was a real situation. Nat Hiken, I think, wrote that series. And I just thought that's what made it a better series. It was actually more on the writing than this weird supernatural thing.
Okay, well, we got to get out of here. We got about 10 seconds, so we'll be back with you in about 15 minutes. Is that right?
Absolutely. Giving away those donuts.
All right. thanks for listening. Tune us back in.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. From legendary comedian Orson Bean singing the Baloney Song,
two Irishmen and a Hebrew once went out for recreation, and they took enough provisions along to spend a week's vacation. But they got lost out in the woods, the nights grew dark and lonely, and at last all of their food ran out except a piece of bologna. Now one of them said as he picked up a knife, "There's no use in us carving, for if we do there won't be enough to keep us all from starving. So I suggest we go to bed, and tomorrow," said Maloney, "whoever has the nicest dream wins the piece of bologna." The following morning when they awoke, a quarter after seven, one of them said, "I had a dream. I died and went to heaven. St. Peter met me at the gate, riding on a pony. Now I don't think you can beat that dream. I win the bologna." The other one said, "I had a dream too, and mine was a world beater. I also died and went to heaven. Welcome by St. Peter." He rushed to me, held out his hand, he said, "Hello, Mahoney. No, I don't think you can beat that dream. I win the baloney." The Hebrew said, "I'm dreaming too. It's a dream that couldn't be sweeter. I seen you both go up to heaven. Welcome by St. Peter. I waited and waited and waited around, and I got so lonely. I didn't think she was coming back. So I got up and I ate the bologna."
To legendary stand-up comic Marty Allen.
You know, Marty, one day we'll flip. You can host the show.
Oh, okay.
I think it would work okay. I think you could handle that.
Well, I'd love it. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, we'll do
but
that.
But I'm not changing my name. It's going to be Marty Allen. I can't go on and say, "I'm Marty Spears."
Legendary confetti-throwing comedian Rip Taylor.
Well, tell me about the sparkly jackets. Where did they come from?
Cleveland.
Okay.
Well. Everything came from the ball and Marion and Cleveland. Everything. Stop getting me laughing. It's too early.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. Streaming live on the net at www.wwgh1071.com. Find us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. The Marion Towers Apartment.